Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. Now, what is the attraction of the United States for you? Does it sort of corner the market in eccentric and odd people?
It's a good question. I think it's something to do with the size, the scale of the place, the number of people, the amount of prosperity. But fundamentally, I think there's something about the American personality, a kind of self-consciousness. It's a sort of experiment in self-government and an experiment in self-expression, and it gives that sort of cocktail of influences has created something fascinating for me as a documentary maker.
You've met some very unusual people. I remember the documentary about the religious fanatics, and of course your documentary when you went into their prison system.
That's right.
Have you ever been frightened or worried by the people that you've approached and tried to talk to?
You know, I find people are frightening up to a point, but there's always a hope that you can build a rapport with a person. So even in a prison, you feel that if I get a conversation going and they sort of see that I'm paying attention, that we can reach an understanding. What worries me is generally more are the non-human mammals. So this program we've got on dogs on Sunday night was one of the more frightening ones, because it's very hard for me to figure out what a dog is thinking. And a dog isn't intimidated by a camera. A dog doesn't calculate that, well, I better not attack this person because it's going to be on film. A dog just bases his decisions on something far more primal, and they can read your nerves, as from what I can tell. So when they see that I'm being nervous, it seems to wind them up. And so that created some sticky moments for me.
And did this necessitate going into the tougher neighbourhoods? Because I've been to LA and, to be fair, drove about and walked about and didn't feel very frightened. But at the same time, no. I suppose it was the sort of places that British tourists go to.
Well, this is it. And LA is such a vast city. It's absolutely massive. It's a big sprawl. It's a city built around the car, and so you can drive 30 or 40 miles across LA and still be in LA. And within LA, there are areas that tourists never see, that that actually many other LA residents will never see, in which have a different, very different side of life. And so, for example, in the dogs show, we go among the one of the low-income areas in South LA, where there are dogs roaming around on the streets, neglected, abandoned, unwanted dogs. And I think if it happened in London, there'd be an outcry, because people would say we can't have dogs on the streets, because we all sort of live among one another. We would notice the dogs, but I think because LA is so big, a lot of people just don't know they're there.
Do you think that these people open up to you because, one, you are British, a very well-spoken British person, and you have a slightly disarming character? Do you think that works? Would they have responded, do you think, to somebody who was a bit more in your face?
Well, I think that helps, that I don't come on too strong. And I think they also like the idea that it's the BBC. They like the idea that we've come from somewhere far away that maybe they don't think, you know, they don't know much about. And I think Americans in general perhaps are a little more outgoing and a bit more brash. And then also we put the time in. So we film over long periods. And so sometimes it's a case of building up trust and showing an interest. And after a while, you start to get to know someone.
Now, you've made many programs in the States and in this country, of course, but you've moved your family to the States. Is that a long-term thing, or is it something that you think you will do and then return home eventually?
I think, the plan is to come home later this year. So it's just been a kind of adventure for us as a family. We thought it would be fun to live in LA, and so we sort of, financed our way over there, and my wife and our two kids set up house over there at the end of 2012. But the idea, you know, London is home for me, so the idea was only ever for it to be a little adventure before it's back to reality.
Now, I mentioned the programmes. You've got one about dogs, one about the hospital, and then, of course, I suppose you return to type almost because you meet sex offenders, don't you? Is that going to be the most sort of hard-hitting, interesting one to us viewers at home?
I think they're all interesting. I think the sex offenders one is probably the darkest one, and it's the one that I would say that the most emotionally difficult to document, in the sense of being among people who've done dreadful things and trying to figure out one's way through this sort of moral and emotional maze of getting to know people, of trying to treat them with respect, and at the same time being aware of what they'd done and trying to keep in mind my responsibility to expose, you know, what they'd done. Mm. And so I've done a show about sex offenders before. In fact, it was about paedophiles in a maximum security mental hospital. But the difference with this one is that they're out. These are paroled sex offenders, not all of them paedophiles. In fact, there's one who was convicted of rape and another one of exhibitionism.
I have to cut you short there, Louis, because we are running out of time and there are other people waiting. But I can't wait for the series to start, and thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Andy.
All the best.